Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Bob's on now, too.
Great guest for today. Here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, you can get more information at buildgrowandenjoy.com. And Linda Rosenbaum and her husband join us today here on the program talking about all sorts of different things. Linda Rosenbaum is a leading authority on ADD, ADHD, beyond any textbook description, and how it affects real people in real life. Author of My Husband Has ADD. Wanted to have Linda on today to discuss this as well as the book itself. Let's talk a little bit about the book. Tell me about the writing process. How this book came to be.
Okay, James. Thank you for having us on your show, by
definitely,
the way.
Definitely, definitely.
Before I answer that question, which is a great question, I'd like to share a little information about ADD and ADHD with your audience. It's kind of confusing that ADD and ADHD are used. They are actually one and the same. Both exhibit hyperactivity. Most people don't know how damaging this neurobiological disorder can be. It is an inherited, devastating brain dysfunction that can ruin lives, families, and relationships. One who has ADHD usually exhibits odd or erratic or even inappropriate behavior. Some of the symptoms of the 40 discussed in the book are impatience, agitation, irritability, hyperfocusing, selfishness, risky behavior, and unawareness. I was seeking answers for decades for my husband's strange and destructive behavior before I wrote the book. I actually emerged as an expert on ADD and how it affects real people in real life. Now, you wanted to know why this book was written, so I'll be glad to talk about that. Although it was very painfully difficult and yet cathartic for me, I did write this book to set the record straight for all those involved in any way with ADD about exactly what it is, how to recognize it, how to cope with it, and how we healed it. Through years of misery and mayhem, I was constantly searching, seeking answers for Bob's bad behavior. I wish I had such a book years ago. It would have made a huge difference in my life, because living with someone with ADD is very lonely. And it's only in the last decade that the stigma of having ADD began to fade. No one ever talked about it before. They hid it. Now more people are willing to confess that they have it. And I also know all too well that the ramifications of ADD can result in things like consistently losing your keys to losing your home. So I was very motivated to get this out to needy people who were suffering just as I was over so many decades.
We've got a great guest with us today. Linda Rosenbaum joins us talking about her incredible book and also talking a little bit about ADHD and ADD. What is the difference between those two?
Between ADD and ADHD, did you say?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
They're really the same. I think in the past decade or so, people have decided to call it ADHD. The H is for hyperactivity. However, in my experience, because I have a son and two grandsons that also have this affliction, in my experience, they're really one and the same. And I have since heard psychiatrists say that too. The hyperness is actually involved in either one of them. ADD has hyperness too. They just kind of got away from using that name. But they are the same thing. And that brings me kind of to about children versus adults. Children who have ADD have trouble with schoolwork. That's pretty well known. They daydream instead of concentrating. They have playground social issues and tantrums, which are part of hyperactivity. And by the way, children do not outgrow ADD as was previously thought. The prevailing wisdom on that changed. Now, that's what children do, and their hyperactivity tends to be that they're wild and they act out and they have terrible tantrums. Well, adults have tantrums too. They have adult tantrums. They're on different issues, such as marriage problems. The marriage divorce rate for ADD is extremely high. They have severe social issues. Once they're out of school, they have trouble socializing. They're not sure how to do it in many cases, and they make many faux pas. Employment issues are extensive, just extensive. And I would say that almost everybody with ADD has at one time had employment problems, and that cost leads to financial issues.
We've got a great guest with us today. Linda Rosenbaum joins us here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And she's a retired businesswoman living in Central Florida. Her careers include newspaper advertising executive, nanny placement agency owner, publishing marketing firm owner. And she's here to talk to us about ADD and ADHD. Tell us about some of the most misunderstood situations regarding ADD and ADHD.
Okay. Well, James, it was actually in our second year of marriage. This was decades ago that Bob's demeanor and personality changed. And I have since learned that this is a typical time frame in an ADD marriage for symptoms to surface. And this is because, and people don't realize this, this is because the feel-good hormone known as dopamine is elevated in the brain during the excitement of a new love. And then after the normal responsibilities of life set in, that level drops and symptoms for those with ADD set in. It drops below normal in an ADD brain. I did not know what I was dealing with then. That was in our second year of marriage. The first year went fine, and everything suddenly changed. But I knew instinctively then, in that second year, that it would be crucial for the survival of our marriage that I become Bob's mentor and crisis solver. I had no idea why, but I knew that I had to do that. And then over the years, I had to contain or repair all the ruinous financial, social, and many employment fiascos that he endlessly caused, all while fending off his denial that he had any problem at all. So I was often humiliated by his actions, but I struggled to present us to the world, our family, as I wished us to be, a normal, happy family. It wasn't true, but that's what I had to do. It worked for me. And unfortunately, adult ADD was not readily recognized by the mental health community until the late 90s, so there was no help available for me at all. I can give you some examples, if you'd like.
Yes, indeed. Go into that for our listening audience here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Okay. Well, I'll give you an example of one of the symptoms that is pretty prevalent. It's called procrastination. And for anyone who's familiar with ADD has experienced procrastination. In our early years, Bob wanted to get a new job. We were in Rhode Island. He wasn't happy in his job. He wasn't happy in Rhode Island. He just wasn't happy. And he said, I'd like to get a new job. I need out. And I said, fine, we'll move, get another job. So he never did anything about it. He was complaining constantly, never did anything about it. So I realized nothing was going to happen unless I made something happen. I was kind of tired of all the complaining. So I went out, bought all the newspapers of the surrounding states, and I gave them to Bob. He did nothing. So I started circling ads. He was an electrical engineer. I started circling ads that I thought appropriate. I brought him the papers, still nothing. So I said, all right. I wrote his resume. I sent out letters. And until he started getting calls, I was doing everything. When the calls to interview came in, I said, I can't do the interviews. You got to participate now. So he finally did. And he did get a good job from that, but he was in a stuck mode. People with ADD get stuck. They just can't seem to move forward. And again, I had no idea what was going on. I just did what I had to do so we could survive. I didn't care if it had a name attached to it. I needed to do this. So that would be an example of procrastination. I'd like to give you an example of impatience, too.
Yes, indeed. Go ahead and jump in there for our listeners.
Okay. On a busy holiday weekend, we were driving home, and traffic was horrendous, and Bob was driving, as usual, pretty bad. Actually, he was weaving in and out of traffic. He was going at a pace that was scary. I was ready to duck under the seat. We had children in the back seat. And the more I said, you need to slow down, you need to slow down, the faster he went. And I really didn't know what to do. And so all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a police officer chased him down. This was a state trooper, and stopped him. And he was fuming when he got to him. And he said, I have been following you for miles. I had a terrible time catching you. And he said, look at your family in this car. Are you trying to kill them? And he gave him a lecture. And he was really upset. I, however, was ready to kiss the police officer. I was so glad he stopped us. So he gave him a lecture, told him to be very wary as he continued, but never gave him a ticket, which was unbelievable. He could have given him 6 tickets. So that is not uncommon to how ADD people drive. They're very impatient. They take risks when they're driving. That's also risky behavior. But now I need to follow that up with something good on a symptom that results were kind of nice for us, and that was the symptom of impulsiveness. Bob went out one day to get a haircut, and he came home with a sailboat. So that was kind of impulsive. We had never talked about it. He had never expressed an interest in sailing. But we decided to go forth with that and benefit, so Bob took sailing lessons, and our family did a lot of sailing on Long Island Sound. He traded up to bigger boats for a while, and that was kind of a good thing. Not too many of them were good. This particular one was rather good. So now that was really what I would call impulsive. But I will tell you the worst symptom of all, and it was overpowering, and all that happened in our life was unawareness. Unawareness means that Bob was unaware he had any symptoms at all. He was in denial. He didn't realize anything he was doing, and he always thought it was the other person who had the problem. And that was just a way of life. In social situations, he would gather people in front of him in a social situation and start talking, and they would be bored because the subjects were boring. They were of interest to him, but not to other people. And he would mistake their courtesy for interest. He had no idea, totally unaware, that they were trying to get away from him and they were not interested. But because they were courteous, he did think that they were paying attention. And that's when I started to think, boy, what is going on with him? I mean, this was in the very beginning, and I kept shaking my head. I had no idea what was wrong with him. Why this sudden change in his personality? So, I could go on with stories if you want, but you might have other questions.
Definitely, I'd like to give us the listeners a little bit more examples. Go ahead and give us some
you
more
like
details.
Those examples, James. Okay. There was a case where, I'll give you an example of someone who has ADD that I think has ADD by symptoms only. I'm not diagnosing him, but it's a well-known figure, and that would be Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner exhibits many symptoms of ADD. He's unaware of what he's doing to begin with. He humiliates his wife by doing what he's doing. He says he has taken care of it. He's been in rehab and got the problem solved, but he repeated it, which is what ADD people do. They always repeat their mistakes. Their mistakes are, if they never happened before, they just keep doing it. And he is unfeeling about anyone else, what they think about, just totally uncaring about anyone else's feelings. And he doesn't get why people are kind of annoyed with him. All those are classic symptoms, and of course I watch television like everyone else, and the hosts were saying, what's wrong with him? Why does he do this? And I kept yelling at the television, he has ADD. Why don't they get it? Well, I'm not diagnosing him because I can't. I'm not a doctor, but he sure exhibits the symptoms. And I think a lot of people will identify with the confusion that there was over what was his problem. So can you do that, James? Is that something you can identify with too?
Well, let's talk a little bit more about this angle here with the Anthony Weiner situation. Break that down for me. Talk a little bit more about that.
About the angle? Well, he's undiagnosed. Whatever his problem is, nobody seems to have a handle on it. I'm surprised.
Excuse me, James. This is Bob Rosen. I think I can help there.
Okay. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. One of the prominent symptoms, as Linda said, is unawareness. Now, he's unaware that he's humiliating his wife, doesn't know what the feelings of others. Also, he's unaware that what's the big deal? And that's what ADD people think. They do what they want, and even though it's inappropriate, and what's the big deal? So I just sent out a few pictures of to some people. Also, addiction is one of the problems. He's addicted to sending out these photographs. And even though he apologized for them, he had his mea culpa for Congress, retired from Congress, and then he continues to do it, even though he assured everybody he wasn't. And those are classic symptoms of ADD, rampant classic symptoms. And the folks calling in or listening in or talking about them don't seem to have a clue. And our mission, one of the reasons Linda wrote the book, our mission is to get people involved with anyone involved with ADD to know exactly what it is, how to recognize it, how to cope with it, and how we healed it, you see. And so the word has to be spread. This is why we're on the radio talking with you. This is why Linda wrote the book, and we're doing all these activities. We got to get the word out. The mental health community certainly isn't doing that.
Well, Bob, take some time here. Bob, talk to us a little bit about your experiences and being on the other end of having this condition and everything. Kind of explain this to our listeners and everything.
Well, it's kind of funny. Since I'm, quote, healed, unquote, I can talk from both ends. I know that people are unaware, ADD people are unaware. As an example, a typical example, you open the refrigerator door and you get whatever it is you want from the refrigerator, and then you close the door. Most people I know now listen for the thump, knowing that the door is closed. Apparently, ADD people, I never know. Once in a while, I will leave the refrigerator door open, not even know it, until I notice the light on. That's as I say, I can talk from both ends now. I didn't know normal people listen automatically, subconsciously, listen for that thump. So that's one symptom. But it's a devastating brain dysfunction that destroys families, lives, and relationships. There are 13 million adults in the United States with ADD, and it's growing because it's inherited. It's in epidemic proportions. And most people perceive ADD people as normal because they look normal. And most ADD people are relatively bright, but they just can't cope with life. An example that one of our psychiatrists told us was, he was a high-ranking military officer when he left the structure of the Army. And he had to cope with life. He couldn't. He became a street person. There are rampant examples of people like that. Tom Cruise jumping up and down on Oprah's couch is an example of ADD. You just get carried away with what you're doing and not understanding that it's inappropriate behavior. So...
James, it's important for people to know, too, that
yes,
it is inherited. If someone in the family has ADD, blood relatives either have it or are likely carriers that can pass it on to future generations. And we have noticed that in our family. Our son, grandsons have it. So it goes on and on. Once it's in your bloodline, it's there forever. So it's very important that people understand how to cope with this, how to heal it. We have an option that works for us very well, and it's really much more than the psychiatrists lead you to believe. They don't live in the household that struggles with it, and truthfully, it isn't the person who has ADD that struggles the most. The people who live with the people with ADD are really the ones suffering. They are the ones who have to fix it or take the brunt of it or are just the injured party, and I felt angry, injured, confused in the beginning before I had any idea what it was. And even getting diagnosed was very difficult. We had misdiagnosis. There's a lot of misconceptions on the part of medical people on what it really is as well. So I had to kind of take control myself because I was living the life. The medical people weren't. I was in the home, and I was suffering terribly with it over the years. So.
Yeah, and that's important, what Linda's just saying. We've spoken to many people who have read Linda's book, and they said they had no idea that my spouse has ADD or my boyfriend or girlfriend has ADD. It is truly the people who live with ADD people, because the ADD people don't have a clue, they're unaware. Those people suffer the most, the ones who live with ADD people. As a matter of fact, a psychiatrist was telling us once that he had an ADD patient, high school student, who was getting C's and D's. Once he put him on medication, he was getting A's and B's. Psychiatrist asked him, how come? What do you account for this sudden improvement? He hadn't a clue. ADD people are truly unaware.
Well, the people that read my book say it's pretty definitive. They figure it out after reading my book. They said, wow, this was enlightening. I had no idea. Some people had no idea they had it. And they said, now I know what my problem is. I knew that I was strange, but I didn't know why. And you know, if you don't know what your problem is, you can't fix it. First, you have to know what your problem is. It's that simple. So we have good control on it now. We're much in a much better place, and we're much happier with how things are going. But it took me a long time to figure it out, and I don't want people to wait as long as I did and have this information. They need to know now. The sooner you know, the easier your life will become. It's that simple.
Well, talk to us a little bit about the what people can do if they're facing some of these challenges.
Okay, well, if they want to get diagnosed officially, you need to find a psychiatrist who is well-trained in adult ADD. They pretty much got children down now. They do brain scans for children and so forth, but they're just now accepting adults have it. If you don't get a medical person who is well-versed in ADD, don't even bother going on the appointment because they won't be able to help you. That is, we've walked out on doctors who had no idea what ADD was until you get the right person. So when you make the appointment, ask if they are well-versed and comfortable dealing with ADD. So that's just something that people should know. Now, for us, we've found a method of healing. It's in the same realm as Reiki, Tai Chi, acupuncture. And my discovery is a method of dowsing, which is a little-known ancient mental exercise, which costs nothing, has no side effects, and takes less than a minute and works very well for Bob. It suppresses his symptoms, much like his medications did. The only problem with Bob was, after a few years on medications, they stopped working, as is frequently the case with any drug, actually. So we do dowsing, which I can't explain it to you. It's something that's a visual, but it's explained a little bit in my book along with references on how to find out more about it. But by dowsing, which takes less than a minute, and doing it 3 or 4 times a day, Bob's symptoms are eliminated. So we feel we defeated the monster. And now we enjoy peace and harmony in our home, which we didn't have for so many years. So that's kind of something people need to think about, alternatives. I have also recently heard, and very recently heard, that would be in this past year, that the drugs are very difficult to come by now. There is a huge shortage of Ritalin. And that's significant, since a huge percentage of people do take Ritalin for ADD. It's very hard to come by now. Prescriptions are not getting filled. So to have an alternative, such as dowsing that we have, which costs nothing and has no side effects, is quite a coup for us. It's hard to get pills anyhow, and you don't want to be without an aid. If you have ADD, you need something. You absolutely need something. You can't help it. The people with ADD do not have control over their symptoms. It is truly a biological disorder. So
Well, as we wrap up here, tell us about where we can connect with you folks online.
Okay, I have a website. It's called myhusbandhasadd.com, and the title of the book is My Husband Has ADD and the Miraculous Discovery That Changed Our Life. The book is, and you can, from my website, you can get directly to Amazon and Barnes & Noble, which is, it is available through those sites as well. And I invite people to go to my website. There's more information on there, and it gives a lot of food for thought and makes people think that maybe this is the answer for them. They need to learn more about how to recognize it so they can help themselves.
Well, Linda, I appreciate you guys making yourself available. Thanks for being on with us today. I really appreciated the conversation. Looking forward to hearing feedback from the listeners and talking to you guys soon.
Okay, well, thanks for having us, James.
It was our pleasure, James.
Definitely. You guys have yourself a wonderful day. Thanks.
You too.
Bye-bye.
That's it for Build, Grow, and Enjoy this week. Check us out on the internet at buildgrowandenjoy.com. We've got more next week.